السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علی ہی واز بیعت تو حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب مہاجر مکی رحمۃ اللہ علی. تو حضرت حاجی صاحب had already made ہجرت ناؤ ٹو مکہ مکرمہ. حضرت تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علی واز ان انڈیا. He was in Khanpur, teaching there. So he took out time to go and spend with Hazrat Haji Sahab. Not overnight program, 6 months. He went to stay with Hazrat Haji Sahab for 6 months for his, to benefit now from his Sheikh, his Islah, etc. Now he was already teaching that time in the Darul Uloom. He was qualified. Already teaching in the Darul Uloom, but he took out time, 6 months, to go Makkah Mukarrama and go and benefit from Hazrat Haji Sahab. So, the one point we take from there is the importance they give to this process of Tazkiyah of Islah. It wasn't a part-time thing. It was something that they really considered, that, you know what, I really have to give the time and I need to sort myself out. There are incidents of people staying for years and years with the Sheikh staying. 14 years, 15 years, until the Sheikh gave ijazat, right now you can go. So we not saying anybody must stay for 15 years and, but at least we keep up with our majalis, keep up with our azkar, our muamalat, whatever has been given to us. And this taneem that is being told to us that we must make, one is a tafsir, Anwarul Bayan is a very simple tafsir. Anybody can read. Somebody who's got a little more studious nature, got a little bit maybe Arabic background, maybe studied 1-2 years or something. So he can read Ma'riful Quran. So one ayat, one passage, the translation, the tafsir of it. You don't understand something, you find out, you go to your local alim, or you send an email, or whatever, you go and you find out what is, you're not going into all the masail and all that, but just to read Allah Ta'ala's kalam. The other day, I was listening to one of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's Jummah Bayans, this was in 1994 or something. And Hazrat recited one couplet there of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So he asked, what is the Quran? He said, the Quran Sharif is that mirror in which you can see Allah Ta'ala. And it is that medium or that ladder by which you can reach Allah Ta'ala. Now, how much of Quran Sharif do we read? One is just tilawat, how much are we making every day? Then to understand that what is Allah Ta'ala saying, do we take out some time for that? This should be something in our life. The cell phone has stolen a lot of our time. We don't need to know what's happening. We think we don't know what's happening in the whole world. But we don't know what's happening in the kalam that Allah Pa gave us. So this is something we must try to do daily. You don't have to read too much. In the tafasir, like if you take Anwarul Bayan or Ma'riful Quran, if you want something very, very basic, like Tafsir-e Uthmani, there's lot of ilm there, but it's short, very short. So they give one few ayat translation, a brief tafsir on it. You're not going to be done tafsir where now you became a mufassir and you can start now, you know, making tafsir of Quran Sharif. No, these are basic tafsir just to understand what Allah Ta'ala is telling us. What is the message of Allah Ta'ala? You don't understand anything, you go to a reputable alim, you go and find out. This is the other problem with us, is when we want to find out something, then we don't want to go to a senior. Now, if you're in the masjid, that young person, he just qualified yesterday, now he's the easiest person to go to ask. You rather go to a senior person. Go to a senior person who's maybe teaching in a Darul Uloom, he's got some years behind him. Go and find out from him. So that is with regards to tafsir. Then Azhar Rahmatullah used to say that read at least one Hadith Sharif from Maariful Hadith. If you don't want to read Maariful Hadith, read Fazail-e Amal, read Fazail-e Sadaqat, some ta'lim of Hadith Sharif in our home. The third thing Azhar Rahmatullah used to say is best is ever. Two masail a day. Don't have to read too much. And keep one seerah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read half page. Read one page. So, some years ago, I think when we were still in Masjid al-Taqwa, so I asked those who were there at the itikaf time, because most of them were people with taluk, I said, now how many of us are doing this now? How many of us are making amal on this? So, maybe they all had tawazu, nobody wanted to say how many making amal. I said, hey, come, let's do an exercise. Let's see how long it's going to take. So, read tafsir, hadith, fiqh, sirah, you know, so much. I said, hey, come, let's do it. It didn't take 7 minutes. We practically did it. One, two ayat, translation, tafsir of it. You may get some ayat that got a lengthy tafsir. You don't have to read all of that. You just, Anwarul Bayan is very nice. I'm talking for non-ulama. Ulama, no, they are different. They're open Ibn Kathir and Rumani and all other big kitabs. They'll open. They'll come to teach us. But we're talking about people like us. We just open Anwarul Bayan. Simple. Few ayat. Translation, a little bit tafsir of it. One hadith from Maariful Hadith, it got the explanation. Maariful Hadith got the Hadith Sharif translation and an explanation to the hadith. And then two masalas from Best is Ever, half a page of a Seerah Kitab. How much time is this going to take? Your wife don't want to sit and do it with you, no problem. You do it yourself. Children don't want to sit and do it. The best is the family sit together, do it together. They don't want to do, no problem. Sometimes the wife, now she got so many other things to do, that day the visitors came, the child is troubling, whatever. Now at that time she's still busy with your supper, whatever, and that's your time for the tani. You sit and you do it. Sit and do it. So this will increase our ilm. We'll come across certain things. I didn't know this masla. I didn't know that. See, yesterday we discussed the masla about the green mangoes. Now, how many times you find a person selling green mango on the side of the road, on the highway? Where you got the mangoes from? This, it must make us think that I'm not talking about those people. One is on the south coast, even on the north. You get these people, they got their stalls like on the side of the road. If ever you're traveling in the north coast and it's season for queen pine, then you must stop and buy the pineapple. Very sweet. The queen pine. So, that is a different thing. You can see they are legit. But you get some people now, they just at a place where people don't normally sell there. But this green mango season time, they're standing there with the green mango, they're selling. A lot of times they are just taking, stealing from the trees and they're selling. So now we must be careful. We don't know if that person stole. We don't know if he never steal. But he's not, he don't seem like a legitimate type of a stall where this person is standing. So rather leave it out. Leave it out and buy it elsewhere. Now there are so many things when we read, when we will read, then it will, and Allah Ta'ala will see that we are trying to learn something. Allah Ta'ala will then inspire. Allah Ta'ala will then put the question mark in the mind. Now you go and find out. When the question mark come in the mind, you don't just act. Go and find out. Go and find out. Because sometime, maybe we coming to the wrong conclusions. So rather go and find out. So this ta'lim, daily ta'lim, is very, very important. We've got so much time for so much panchayat, so much. This phone, Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. It's taking too much of time. Too much of time. The other weekend, I said, I'm putting this, put the data off. The Wi-Fi and the data, put it off. And I'll on it at a certain time. And then answer whatever needs to be answered and put it off again. Right? So I put it off. Then when I put it on at a certain time, now so many messages. When you really look at it, about 60% of it, if it never come to his orange, this group they're talking something, that group they're talking something, this group somebody said something, somebody told him something, now a whole argument started, now 20, 30 messages. Now what we need to read all that for? Is it really worth it? Now when you looked at it at a certain time, this argument, give it. But now when you, all the time the thing is pinging, now you're taking it out to check what this put. Now it pinged again. Now it's interesting because it's juicy now. But it's futile. Totally futile. So if we just put this phone away, there's one brother, I think he's here also. Him and his wife, they made a agreement. They see, when I come home, I switch my phone off, I put it away, you switch your phone off, you put it away. Now we'll see it tomorrow morning. Because it's taking away the family time. It's taking away everything, taking away our sukoon. The mind is occupied all the time. Everything is taken away with this phone. It's become like a chore in the house. And then it's leading to so many other fitan also. Allah protect us. So this ta'lim, try and do this. Right? And don't wait now, but I don't have a tafsir at home, so now wait, when I get one tafsir, I'll start. Start with Fazail-e-Amal. You don't have the other kitab, start. Fazail-e-Amal, Fazail-e-Sadaqat, best is ever you got one Sira kitab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start. When you get one tafsir, then you include the tafsir also. So this is something very important. The other thing is, we need to be true to Allah Ta'ala. Be true to Allah Ta'ala. And all the time, my Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Right? So now, anything I do, is this appropriate behavior from my side? Is this appropriate? Allah is looking at me. Can I do this? We're getting angry. Remind myself, Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Allah is listening to me. Allah Ta'ala is going to see how I'm reacting here. So all this zikrullah that we make, it is to bring this awareness. Allah Ta'ala is with me. Allah is watching me. We're saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So Allah is with La ilaha illallah. There is nothing. Nobody can do nothing besides Allah. Right? So anything happens, it's Allah. Attention must go to Allah Ta'ala. One time, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, it's a saying in Arabic, that person who his gaze is on that being, who is in charge of the outcome of everything, then he doesn't waste his time arguing with people. Fighting, arguing with people, he don't waste his time with that. Because he's looking at the place where everything comes out from. The one who is in charge of every outcome, his gaze is there. So this zikrullah, this is what it must do. Zikrullah must do this, must bring that conscious awareness. And the best place to start is at home. Akhlaq, the best place is at home. Because to have good akhlaq outside is very easy. Outside, to have good akhlaq is very easy. One day, Appa is telling me, I was answering certain things. Somebody phoned, asked something, then one message asked something. So nowadays, the voice note is asan to send a reply. But I tell the people, I say, you don't send me voice notes. Because now, to listen to the voice note, that takes longer than to read. Now you sending one question, I'm replying so many questions. Now even I have to listen to everybody's voice note now. So I say, you don't send voice note, you write, I'll send voice note. So she's telling me, I like to listen how you reply. Yeah, you're replying so nicely. But I ask you something, why you don't reply like that? I ask you something. If you're busy with something or whatever, then you don't reply like how you're replying here. It's waqi. As Hazrat used to say, to make your wife your sheikh. Make your wife your sheikh in the absence of the sheikh. In other words, listen to what they're saying, because then all our weaknesses will come out. Then we can see what our faults are. We can try to rectify it, put it right. So at home is the most important, how we behaving at home. To conclude on this, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned that if you look at Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first people that accepted Islam, the first person, Ma Khadija radiallahu anha, first one was a lady, Ma Khadija radiallahu anha. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. From the younger people, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. From the slaves who was regarded as a slave that time, Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu anhu. All these people were the household of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma Khadija radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, known Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's close friend from the days of Jahiliyyah, very close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is growing up in the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu anhu, he's in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all accepted Islam. We go home and say something, why they don't listen to us? Because of what we are, who we are. So they know this fellow, no baraha on him. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately, the immediate household immediately accepted. And not only accepted, Ma Khadija radiallahu anha, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to her and he's saying, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, and you know, like, so what she told him? Different sifat. La yugzik Allahu abada. La tarawu, never cause any difficulty, embarrassment, disgrace to come to you. Innaka la tasilur rahim. Wa taksibul ma'adum. Wa tu'inu ala nawai bil haq. All the different things she's praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because she knew that is his life. Now, when that is his life, it was the same. At home was the same. Outside was the same. And this is what people used to say about Hazrat Rahmatullahi. After Hazrat passed away, see his life at home, how he was in the house, the akhlaq he showed in the house, and his life on the outside was the same. So many times, he'll come home, it's a hot day. The helper who was there in the house, he'll tell her, you take the day off. It's hot today, you know what I mean? You take the day off. But then not take the day off and expect now the family and the daughters and all must do the work. No. Whatever work of that helper, what work was left, he'll do it himself. If she needed to still wash the clothing or mop somewhere or do something somewhere, or he'll go and do it. Now, we come home from work, Seth Saab came, my stressed, you know, what lot of stress now, just give me some, our own children come to us, just give me some time, need some busy now. Just need to cool off. Mind needs to cool off. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. At that very same time, as Imam Abdul Haq Maghdar Sahib always says this. So that same time you're angry, you shout the wife, whatever, children. Same time your friend must phone. At the same time your friend phones, immediately, different, no? How come? If you could do it for him, why you can't do it? Because it's not being done for Allah Ta'ala. If it's being done for Allah Ta'ala, then whoever it is, you'll show the same color. Allah Ta'ala, give me first tawfiq, give you tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala reward you for coming. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial. Allah Ta'ala reward your families also, Qurbani they make, and whatever your expenses you incurred, whatever to come, Allah Ta'ala give you much more than what you spent. Give barakat in your risk also. I said we were concluding, but now what I spoke about this risk, Hazrat was saying the other day, O Maghdar Sahib, see, in this zamana, you must look after your money. Look after your wealth. Don't just spend recklessly. Look after your wealth. Today, if you have wealth, and you have a certain level of independence, it makes it more easier for you to practice your deen. And the way things are going, you must look after your wealth. Don't just spend recklessly and unnecessarily and all that. Wealth is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Invest wisely. I mean in the akhirat. In the dunya, I don't know. People phone me every time. So, Maulana, some good halal. Sharia investment, no? I said, bhai, you are gajwo. Leave in your pocket, look after it, spend it, invest in akhirat, spend in some khairat, some good causes and all that. All these investments and all that. Everything is falling down, mate. Leave all these in. Rather, you got your money by you is better. Person got a lot of money, he can put it into some property or put it into something that he is managing on his own. By person got excess monies, lot of monies. Help people. Allah will give you so much. You help somebody, somebody is battling somebody. Help him, put him on his footing, assist him in some way. Person who Allah has given him a lot, he can help in big ways. You don't have too much. Somebody is walking every day, you see that person, bichara, maybe a Muslim person who is walking every day, is going to work. Buy him on bicycle, man. Give him on bicycle. At least he can ride and go. Somebody, you don't have that much money for bicycle, now is rainy season, buy a couple umbrellas, keep in your car. Somebody is, you see the man walking in the rain, stop, give him an umbrella. At least he. So how that Hadith Sharif goes? Allahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhi. Say that Allah Ta'ala, He will be in the assistance of His banda for as long as that banda is in the assistance of his brother. You assist somebody. And if you don't have money to assist, assist with dua. Assist with dua. The malaika make the same dua for you. They sing Ameen on that dua. But look after your money. Don't just squander. Don't just waste directly. This thing is coming, so just, no. Look after it. Use it wisely. Not miserly. Use it wisely. Keep money for a rainy day. As it was saying, say, keep some money for a rainy day. Allah Ta'ala was Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.